Good morning, everybody. Can everybody hear?
Yes.
Going for any hospital or medical treatment can be daunting. And when you've got the added factor of sight loss, I think it can be even more so. So the key thing from start to finish is communication. People have to know what's happening, why it's happening, when it's happening, how it's happening, where it's happening, like the six little serving men. The first thing that happens is an appointment letter comes along and you're immediately faced with the challenge of, what does the letter say? Can you read the letter? Or is there particular information in it that you need to have? And I think it's very important that we begin to look at alternatives to just sending out a print letter, to find out what people's needs are, to make sure that these needs are met, and so that when they start off on the journey of the treatment, they know exactly what's happening and when, and they make sure they've got everything with them that they need. You arrive at the venue, how do you get to where you're going? If you're really lucky, there are people around who can help to guide. It might be that there's no one around and you're left a bit wondering what to do. Eventually we'll say that you get the help, and then you've got to find the exact place that you have to go. And what is extremely important is that our introductions are properly made and that people know exactly who they're talking to, what that person's role is, and what is likely to happen. If you need actually to be guided, and this is something that really is an issue for many people, it's worth making sure that staff who are dealing with people with sight loss have training on how to be a sighted guide, because that way it can happen easily. If it doesn't happen, you might be trying to follow somebody behind, nobody's very sure how to open a door, and you can end up bashing into a door before you actually get to your appointment. But good guiding relaxes people, makes it work well, makes it work effectively. Quite often, you're given some medication, you're given some treatment, and it's essential that people know just how this treatment is to be administered, when it's to be administered, what is to happen, what do they actually do. If you're given tablets, you maybe have two similar kinds. Have you made sure you know which are the right ones? Most packaging now has Braille on it, but not everybody reads Braille, and some people can struggle with the print on the packaging, as they can struggle with a prescription, because I discovered quite recently that prescription print is not always easy to read. You may well have some follow-up after your treatment, and again, the same criteria apply. Communication, make sure that people know what's happening, make sure they know when it's happening, and so on. If people know these things, they're relaxed, they can get the best out of their treatment, and they can move forward. If they don't know what's happening and the communication is not good, they really do struggle. So please, the essential thing is communication. Proper introductions, make sure people know who they're talking to, the role of the person they're talking to, what is going to happen and when, and that the journey that they go through in accessing eye care is a seamless journey, and that they're happy to go back to the next stage and then move forward, because they're relaxed, and if you're relaxed, you get far more out of the experience.